Attention all civilians.
You're listening to TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio. TalkZone.com.
Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body. Nutrition for your body. For your mind. For your mind. For your spirit. For your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well. Supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life, for less. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Garko.
And good afternoon. Welcome, everyone, to Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to be with you. And Friday, April the 2nd, moving along here. Hot in Florida already. Made that seamless transition from winter to summer. I hope you're having good weather wherever you are and good health as well. And with you Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time here on AM 1250, winds WHNZ. And it does win. Lots of wins here for you. It's a win-win. Tune in all the time. And great shows this week. They're archived on my website at letstalknutrition.com. And the website we've been working at, the crew's been working at upgrading that website, rebuilding it. And there'll be some new features that will be added. It won't be too long. You'll see. More about that when that all goes down. I'll keep you apprised of that. On my website as well at letstalknutrition.com is my monthly newsletter. This month it's the third and final installment on my series on aged garlic extract, AGE, the Kyolic brand. And it's part three, the antioxidant protective properties and effects of AGE. Helping to age successfully. So it's about successful aging at the end of the day and how aged garlic extract can make a contribution in that effort. It's only one thing that you can do, but it's an important thing based upon the argument I make in the newsletter. And take a look at it. It's free. It's on my website. And the shows, as I said, are archived under show schedule in case you miss a show or a portion of a show or want to go back and listen. So, a lot going on in the area. Always the area of research in the world of health generally, medicine and nutrition specifically, is robust. And that's an understatement. There is so much going on all the time. The technology is changing, the science and technology, what we know about the human body, how it works, how it responds to treatment of one sort or another, whether a traditional or alternative, what makes the body healthy, what makes the body sick. So much to learn and the role of nutrition in that. And you hear me frequently talk about health with respect to nutrition is not only what you eat, it's what you eat, why you eat it, where you eat it, and when, timing. And as it turns out, I came across, and I always try to keep you apprised, new studies. Sometimes the research I'll talk about may be a little dated, you know, month, 6 months, a year. Not much beyond that. Once in a blue moon, I'll talk about a seminal work that was published maybe 5-10 years ago. It's still in play. But this is a brand, yet in my tradition, in opening the show, brand new study out of the University of Alabama at Birmingham, UAB. All of you folks from the Alabama way. And it's published in International Journal of Obesity. And it deals with food composition, you know, what you have three macronutrients, protein, carbohydrate, and fat. Those are the macronutrients. And there's some theory about food combination, you know, how much fat, how much carb, how much protein should you eat with each meal. And some people go further saying depending on your metabolic type and so on and so on. And this brand new study, you know that old saying, and yeah, I've quoted it from time to time, eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dine and dinner or dine like a pauper or dinner like a proper pauper. Well, it seems that that particular little saying has some application in this study that was looking at metabolic syndrome. Of course, metabolic syndrome is a disorder that's characterized by a lot of abdominal fat, high triglycerides, insulin resistance, and other factors. I've talked about it many times on the show. And they wanted to look at the timing of eating certain foods and how it might have an impact or influence metabolic syndrome. Well, this is interesting. And it was an experiment, and they weren't using humans in this experiment. They were using mice. It's a mice model, all right? And what they did is they broke up the mice into groups. The one group of mice was fed a meal that was tended to be higher in fat directly after wakening. All right, so this is after they had slept through the night, and then they get up and they feed them, and they fed them a meal higher in fat. I didn't say it was all fat or total, you know, over an abundance of fat. It was higher in fat. What they found was the mice that were fed that meal higher in fat after awakening tended to have normal metabolic profiles. On the other hand, mice, after they awakened, who were fed a carbohydrate-rich meal in the morning and consumed a high-fat meal at the end of the day, what happened to them? If you had to guess, what would you think? Well, they got fatter. They gained weight. And they had higher adiposity, fat, abdominal fat. They had glucose intolerance, insulin, otherwise insulin resistance, and other markers for metabolic syndrome. So this is interesting. We got two variables in play now. You got the timing when you eat certain foods, whether it be carbohydrate, fat, or protein, and what's the combination? So you got two things going on. One of the researchers in the study, Dr. Molly Bray, I'll quote her, and she's professor of epidemiology at the University of Alabama, Birmingham School of Public Health. And Dr. Bray said the following, quote, studies have looked at the type and quantity of food intake, but nobody has undertaken the question of whether the timing of what you eat, and this must be a typo, and when you eat it, those are the same thing, influences body weight, even though we know sleep and altered circadian rhythms influence body weight, end quote. Now, Dr. Bray and her team found that the fat intake at the time of waking up in the morning seems to do what? It seems to have the mechanism of action is it turns on fat metabolism, the processing of the fat. And it does it rather efficiently, they reported. And also, it allowed at least the animals in the experiment to have a different kind of response to different types of food later in the day. They did better. They seemed to process it and burn it better and more efficiently. Yet, or in contrast, when the animals in the experiment were given this more of a carbohydrate dominated meal when they woke up. They seem to turn on the carbohydrate metabolism switching of the body, if you will. And that switch seemed to stay on longer when the animals in the study were given different kinds of food later in the day. That's interesting. When I come back, I'll tell you more about this study. So as I always say, there's the what, when, where, and why of nutrition. The what, when, where, and why of nutrition. And here we're looking at timing, when, and what in terms of combination, which I'll explain or break down a little further. If you'd like to participate in the show today, call in. This topic is going to be part of my conversation with my guest today, Stuart Tompkins. 813-636-8255 in Hillsboro, 877-897-8255, toll free. When I come back, I'll tell you how you can save a few bucks at Vitamin Discount Center. Don't go away.
Did you know that tablets generally don't digest well and end up passing through your body with almost no benefit? Try a liquid multivitamin. Many resources state that liquid vitamins absorb up to 98% in the body, and liquid vitamins have much higher amounts of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and antioxidants as compared to what's found in traditional tablets. Ask your health food store about Panacea 315. With over 300 all-natural nutrients, Panacea 315 is the most comprehensive and complete multivitamin, mineral, and superfood available today. Panacea 315 has not only vitamins and minerals, but also provides omegas, fruits, vegetables, a detox cleanse, and fatigue and memory matrices. See what everyone is talking about. Try Panacea 315 and find out for yourself why people are switching to liquid vitamins. Ask your local health food store about Panacea 315 Liquid Multi for those that expect the best.
The French secret to younger skin is revealed. New Reservage Collagen Booster. Reservage Collagen Booster is an organic ageless skin regenerator from France. Finally, there's a natural proven way to have your most youthful radiant skin without surgery, needles, or toxins. To order, call 800-553-1896. That's 800-553-1896. Or order online at reservage.com. Reservage Organics, your source for preserving youth.
Ah, spring is in the air, and so are allergens. If you suffer from seasonal or year-round nasal allergies and are looking for a natural way to stop the suffering and start living, try Allercyne by Voxa. Allercyne is a doctor-formulated homeopathic medicinal designed to provide fast-acting allergy relief for your indoor and outdoor allergies without side effects. Learn more about Allercyne and all Voxa products on our website, voxa.com. That's www.voxa.com.
Grounded in the power of nature, Rainbow Light Certified Organics deliver whole food nutrition in a certified organic vegetarian multivitamin. Organic superfruits, vegetables, and herbs are enriched with research-based nutrients to help you reach a stronger state of health. Rainbow Light's Certified Organics are customized to strengthen your core systems at the cellular level for sustained energy, immunity, and longevity. Rainbow Light's Certified Organics multivitamins offer superior purity. As allergen safeguard formulas, they are gluten-free and contain no milk, eggs, fish, or shellfish, nuts, wheat, or soy. At Rainbow Light, their commitment to health extends to planetary wellness. With the introduction of their new EcoGuard bottles, they are the first nutritional supplement company to convert to 100% post-consumer recycled, 100% recyclable material, helping keep millions of bottles out of landfills and oceans. Rainbow Light Certified Organics, for a stronger state of health.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Form Essentials, makers of the all-natural sleep and relaxation aid Solace. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Prevagen, brain cell protector. Reservage, your source for preserving youth. Vega, real food fast. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome to this Friday edition of Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to be with you. Thank you for tuning in. Always appreciate every single person that listens to this show. The show is about and for you, for sure. And what I'm talking about is this piece of research, which is interesting. It's going to this topic of fat is going to come up in my conversation today. I can assure you with Stuart Tomk, this particular study was looking at the timing variable and combination variable, meaning when the animals in the experiment ate certain foods and then in combination of foods throughout the day. As it turns out, when the mice in the model, this mice model in this experiment, were fed a meal higher in fat in the morning after awakening, they tended to have a normal metabolic profiles throughout the day, and it seemed to turn on the metabolic or the metabolism of fat switch. On the other hand, mice that ate a more carbohydrate-rich diet in the morning and consumed a high-fat meal at the end of the day saw increased weight, glucose intolerance, and other markers of metabolic syndrome. This is all interesting to me because this has great implications for the how people go about wanting to lose and then manage weight and keep things in balance. So it's a matter of, as I say, the who, what, when, where, and why of nutrition. And let me quote the senior author of the study, Dr. Martin Young. Quote, "The first meal you have appears to program your metabolism for the rest of the day." Going on, Dr. Martin said, "This study suggests that if you ate a carbohydrate-rich breakfast, it would promote carbohydrate utilization throughout the rest of the day, whereas if you ate a fat-rich breakfast, you have metabolic plasticity to transfer your energy utilization between carbohydrate and fat. So you're better off to have a breakfast that is more constituted of fat than carbohydrate because it turns on a metabolic switching that does better with utilizing carbohydrate and fat that you're going to eat throughout the rest of the day. In contrast, when you eat a carbohydrate-rich breakfast, you tend to just process the carbohydrates and don't do so well in metabolizing the other nutrients, protein and fat. This is all interesting. And so adjusting dietary composition and timing become important variables in maintaining weight, losing weight, and energy balance, as it turns out. So there's, you know, as I always say, this is, if it were so simple, we would have this all figured out. There are a lot of variables that, you know, it's, you only got three nutrients, protein, carbohydrate, and fat. But boy, I'll tell you what, there's enough complexity there to occupy us for the next, at least 100 years. Because there are a lot of variables in play. All right, as I alluded to, my guest today is Stuart Tomk from Nordic Naturals, the educator, the bon vivant of Nordic Naturals, travels around the world, around all over hither and yon. This guy does more radio shows, travels more miles than any human being I know. Glad to have him on and squeezed him into, somehow he squeezed us into a schedule. Mr. Tomk, it's great to have you on the air. How are you?
I'm incredible.
You never had a bad day in your life.
I'm so happy that you found that study. I know you don't miss anything anymore that's being printed that comes up in the media on the scientific side of things and in the reporting of this. What an incredible study. And I just can't express enough how happy I am to see that in the literature because there is still great debate and great confusion with what I call the big fat story.
Well, that's the I appropriated for the title of the show today, if you don't mind. If you do, too bad. No, I'm just kidding. I appropriated your title to the presentation that you gave, the big fat story, correcting the omega-3 deficiency. Would you mind if I appropriated that and use that as the title for today's show?
Oh, you can use it anytime you want.
All right, that's what will be on the website, the big fat story, correcting the omega-3 deficiency. And I know we're going to talk about fat, and I know you're going to cite one study, and then I'm going to play devil's advocate with you today. I'm going to taunt you a little bit.
I'm looking forward to it. I wanted to start with something before we go. I want to go back to this study that was published in the International Journal of Obesity. After we have some time to talk about this, to sort of reintroduce this concept, but I wanted to start with a slide in my presentation.
Sure.
With a concept that was farther down in the presentation.
Right.
And that is something that was sent to me from the Environmental Protection Agency.
Which slide was that?
This was slide number 31.
It's the end. This? Yeah. What's the title of the slide?
Correcting the omega-3 deficiency.
Ah, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Supports a healthy population. And the reason I wanted to start here and then to shape our conversation today around this is there is an inordinate amount of fear and misinformation and misdirected attention to the risk of eating fish or the risk of taking omega-3 fish oil supplements. Now, before we go into the numbers here, you might have noticed on slide 29, farmed tilapia may be no better for you than a donut. You like that for an article? No.
I'm sure Dunkin' Donuts will be just thrilled to hear that.
But here's the thing. I think the reason I put that in my presentation, and I got that from the Environmental Protection Agency, was because I take issue with that statement. Because even if you were going to eat the least expensive farm-raised fish, even if it has lower levels of omega-3, even if you were going to eat farm-raised catfish that are fed genetically engineered feed.
Bad news. Go ahead.
Even if you're going to eat the worst kind of fish available, minus the fried fish and chips, because there's no benefit there. Let's go back to slide 31. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, the acceptable carcinogenic risk, so when we hear of the risk of mercury and PCBs and dioxins and all the risk, don't eat fish. Remember, if you're pregnant, don't eat fish.
Right.
Because the brain is a supercomputer made out of fat, and we want you eating Frosted Flakes instead of fish.
Bad choice.
Makes
no
but sense.
No, makes none.
Right?
Zero.
So here's what the EPA says, not Stuart Tom, not Nordic Naturals. The risk of the contamination from fish, 1 in 100,000.
Yeah, 0.001%. Right?
Of the risk of eating the fish that are no better than a donut, due to contaminants in fish, like the mercury and the PCBs and dioxins, versus a 30% higher risk of cardiovascular disease due to insufficient intake of omega-3 from fish.
So in other words, if we have people out there in the world walking around saying, I'm not going to eat the fish because it's contaminated, they're misinformed because it's only a 0.001% chance of a carcinogenic effect. And at the same time, then they run a 30% risk of cardiovascular disease because they're not getting enough EPA DHA, right?
We're going to frame the conversation around that, the big fat story around that unbelievable statistic.
Yeah, those are, on the one hand, 0.001% chance of getting cancer from eating contaminated metal glowing in a dark fish, but a 30% chance of getting heart disease if you don't eat the fish. Well, that's not a bad choice here. This is easy. We'll be right back.
Did you know that tablets generally don't digest well and end up passing through your body with almost no benefit? Try a liquid multivitamin. Total 24/7 is packed with over 200 beneficial nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, detox blends, omegas, fat burners, joint support, and nutrients for energy. Try Total 24/7 and find out for yourself why people are switching to liquid vitamins. Ask your local health food store about Total 24/7. Best in quality, best in taste.
Right now, it is likely that you're infected by a human parasite. Luckily, Voxa brings you Paracidin. Paracidin is a doctor-formulated homeopathic medicinal designed to cleanse your entire body of human parasites. With no side effects, Paracidin offers a gentle and effective cleanse against a wide range of human parasites, including protozoans, flukes, roundworms, and entire bodies of tapeworms. Learn more about Paracidin and all Voxa products on their website, voxa.com. That's www.voxa.com.
The French secret to younger skin is revealed. New Reservage Collagen Booster. Reservage Collagen Booster is an organic ageless skin regenerator from France. Finally, there's a natural proven way to have your most youthful radiant skin without surgery, needles, or toxins. To order, call 800-553-1896. That's 800-553-1896. Or order online at reservage.com. Reservage Organics, your source for preserving youth.
Give your body a boost with Vega, Complete Whole Food Health Optimizer, an instant one-stop meal made exclusively from plant-based whole foods. Vega is packed with five types of protein, 100% recommended daily intake of vitamins and minerals, fiber, omega-3 and 6, EFAs, antioxidants, probiotics, and much more. Vega contains no animal products, dairy, gluten, soy, sugar, wheat, yeast, artificial sweeteners, GMOs, or pesticides. Learn more at MyVega.com.
Feel tired, lethargic, or irritable? Take Solace. You're one of millions of Americans that has trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. What can you do about it? You can take Solace. Solace is an all-natural, non-addictive dietary supplement formulated to help you fall asleep and stay asleep naturally. Take Solace and feel the calming effects of this extensively researched sleep and relaxation aid. For more information on Solace, call toll-free 877-533-7066 or visit the website at TakeSolace.com. That's Take, S-O-L-U-S.com.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Voxa, Swedish for growth since 1987. Kyolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Okay, we're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And I'm back, and welcome to this Good Friday edition of Let's Talk Nutrition. Easter Sunday will be this weekend, so it is Good Friday. And all of you Christians out there, celebrate this and honor this time of year. We wanted to acknowledge that. And also, before I return to my wonderful guest, Stuart Tomk, want to remind you that also I have a special LTN listener offer to try to reward the people that listen to the show. If you go to my website at letstalknutrition.com, right underneath the logo, you'll see a link that says special LTN listener offer. Click on that and you'll come to a page, and it's a page with a $5 coupon. You get $5 off your next purchase of $35 or more at any of the Vitamin Discount Center stores. Also, if you shop online at their VDCUSA.com location, if you will, you can get that same offer. Just type in the code LTNAPRIL when you check out online. But you need if you go into a store, you need to have this coupon. So you need to print it off. If you don't have a computer, have one of your friends or family members print it off for you, or public library, you can use their computer and printer. That's $5 off. You know, and the offer is only good till April the 7th now. So take advantage of it. It's $5. You know, if you go in and buy some Nordic Naturals, or whatever you buy, whatever you're buying there, protein, you'll get $5 off. So good deal. One of the little Easter present for you. How about that? And my Easter present for you also is my guest today. He's the healthiest bunny around. Stuart Tompkin, you do jump around like a bunny too, man.
I'll tell you, man. That's right. I feel like the ever-ready bunny.
You are the ever-ready bunny.
Right.
You've been busy. Now, I had to laugh. I was thinking about if you eat farm fresh. If you eat farm tilapia, you may be no better off than if you ate a donut. So what are you saying? Farm tilapia are not good or what?
No, I'm saying that I'm taking issue with that slide, that statement, that report, because even though we know that farm-raised fish are not as good as wild-caught fish,
you're better
based
off
on the fatty acid profile and any of the measurable levels of environmental contaminants. Even though we know that's true, when you look at the statistic, 1 in 100,000 or 0.001%, even eating the worst kind of fish due to contaminants, versus the 30% higher risk of cardiovascular disease due to insufficient intake of DHA and EPA from fish. See, this I believe, doctor, and we always get to have bigger conversations here together. That's what I love about you and as the show and as a friend and as a mentor and as a teacher to us. Is this not symptomatic of many other similar conversations that are going on operating behind the curtain of fear, if you will,
right.
The curtain of ignorance, operating behind the curtain of ignorance? We're worried about an airplane, hypothetically, falling out of the sky when heart disease might be one of, if not the most preventable and still the number one form of death on the planet Earth, and we're worried about a 0.001%. You remember reading Freakonomics? Did you ever read that?
No, I have not read that book.
This was a world-renowned expert in statistics applying that mathematical discipline to major controversial social issues. Mind-blowing read. Controversial beyond belief, but mind-blowing. One of the things he addressed in there was, what do you think poses a greater risk to the health of your children? A loaded, fully automatic weapon sitting on the kitchen table or a swimming pool in the backyard?
I'd go for the swimming pool.
By a factor that is staggering. And what are we doing? We're worried about the 0.001% due to contaminants in fish. Do you see this? So that's part of a conversation where we're so focused in this very unhealthy, myopic way on the statistic that is almost non-existent. And I think maybe there's some real fear of embracing the fact that we have greater influence over our health than we like to think that we do. Do you see why I'm framing it in that way?
I understand. I do. And, of course, you all don't sell fish.
No!
You sell.
Even if you ate the worst kind of fish, you'd be better off than not eating fish by a factor that is so far. So then we get into the fish controversy. About, what about fish oil? Because aren't these toxic environmental contaminants? Aren't they fat soluble? That's what we understand, right, doctor?
Sure. I mean, that's a pretty strong theme that's been out there for a while.
They're fat soluble, and so that's why you want to be careful, they say, with oily fish or with fish oil, because, you know, it's the liver of the cod, that's where all the poisons get absorbed, or it's in the fish, so we don't want to eat the fish because of those contaminants. Well, we've spoken a little bit on this show about the California Proposition 65 PCB lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And new information that was sent to me yesterday from the global organization of EPA and DHA, they've issued an industry brief, which I will forward to you, doctor. You can see this. It's brand new.
Okay.
And just so that everyone gets the background here, a group of plaintiffs filed a lawsuit in California alleging that 6 manufacturers of fish oil supplements and 2 retailers caused consumers in that state, that being California, to be exposed to polychlorinated biphenols known as PCBs without giving Proposition 65 warnings. Now, under Proposition 65, companies are not obligated to give required warnings if they can prove that the level of exposure present in their product is so low as to create no significant risk of cancer or no observable effects of birth defects or other reproductive harm.
Okay, so who were the plaintiffs in the case?
They were companies that are making fish oil. It's probably not appropriate to mention their names.
And who were they suing?
Well, what's going on here is that the lawsuit is going on. This is where we've got to follow the money trail here. Proposition 65 says that you can only have a certain level of PCBs in your product or lead or any other contaminants, and if it has any levels at all, there needs to be a warning label.
Right.
So this is where it gets interesting. Check this out. These lawyers are going around suing anybody that could have any levels at all of any environmental contaminants, whether it's lead or PCBs or anything like this, saying you don't have the warning label on your product.
So the supplement companies were the defendants, not the plaintiffs.
That's correct.
That's right. So yeah.
Correct.
We need to correct that. Was Nordic Natural sued?
No.
Because you have pure fish oil.
Well, that's correct. However, I want everybody to understand this, that the plaintiffs that filed the lawsuit, the group of environmentalists.
Those are the plaintiffs, right?
Right. They're lawyers that are looking for an endless stream of cash. And let me tell you how I know this. GoEd printed a list of the PCB exposures per serving from common foods versus the benchmark that they're trying to set for fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at this on paper, doctor, you know, if I had hair left on my head, I'd light it on fire.
Okay, this is interesting.
These numbers.
All right, wait, okay. We have to go into a break.
When we come back, everybody's got to hear this.
Oh, it's very interesting because we want to encourage you to eat fish, even though Nordic Naturals is a dietary supplement company. You see Stuart's encouraging us to eat fish. And he's making the argument as to why. We'll be right back.
Your body is exposed to toxins every day from your surroundings, diet, and lifestyle choices. Using all-natural psyllium fiber from Yerba Prima helps ensure optical health and regularity. Yerba Prima has dedicated nearly 30 years to developing and manufacturing all-natural stimulant-free internal cleansing products. Learn more at yerbaprima.com or visit your local health retailer. Yerba Prima, pioneer in internal cleansing products.
For nearly 15 years, Nordic Naturals has been setting the standard of high-quality fish oil, offering exceptional taste, industry-leading purity, and unsurpassed freshness. But did you know that all fish oils are not created equal? Lower quality fish oil can contain environmental toxins such as mercury, have a fishy taste or smell due to rancidity, or be harvested unsustainably. Nordic Naturals is a brand you can always rely on, just as medical doctors and researchers have for years. All Nordic Natural fish oils are third-party tested to exceed all international standards for purity and freshness, and are in the natural triglyceride form to ensure optimal absorption and thus better results. Nordic Naturals fish oils also offer the reassurance that our fish are always sourced sustainably, according to Norwegian fishing policies, which are the most stringent in the world. Taste for yourself why Nordic Naturals is the leading omega-3 fish oil brand in the U.S. Visit NordicNaturals.com today. Nordic Naturals, committed to a healthy planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Hi, I'm Brenda Watson with Renew Life. This time of year, we could all use some extra support staying healthy. Look to my Ultimate Flora Probiotics as your first choice for better immunity and digestive health. Each formula uses proven strains of good bacteria to boost the natural defenses in your body. For everyday support for your digestive health, including regularity, try Ultimate Flora Critical Care 50 Billion, our most popular daily probiotic. Or if you've been taking antibiotics or just want the most powerful probiotic formula available, look for the Ultimate Flora Supercritical with 200 billion cultures in convenient powder packs. For dual protection of both respiratory and gut immunity, try Ultimate Flora Advanced Immunity. It combines special probiotics plus potent antioxidants for complete support. And all of our probiotics are free of fillers, binders, or added ingredients. Look for the yellow sun on Renew Life products, available at health food stores everywhere.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by New Chapter, The Benefit of Nature's Wisdom.
Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Nutricology, innovative nutrition. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Panacea 315, the most comprehensive liquid multivitamin. Best in quality, best in taste. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Okay, no doubt we live in a toxic world. The air, the water, the earth are contaminated. Talked about that. You can read my newsletters on it. There's a ton of information out there in the world. Now, let's be specific, and we'll talk about Stuart Tomp, my guest today, is really weaving a narrative or a story. This is an interesting story. It has great implications for the kinds of choices, nutritional dietary choices that you may make, in terms of whole food with respect to fish and a dietary supplement. Now, as it turns out, and you can find a lot of information on this, there is a lawsuit in play, and the lawsuit claims PCBs were found in 10 fish oil supplement products in California. And this is interesting, and that's what Stuart introduced. And he was now saying that the level of PCB that they found was really of no count. So continue with that, Stuart.
Yes, and that's why I really want to let everybody know we're talking about a labeling issue, a warning label issue, not a safety issue. And I'm going to explain this so everybody clearly understands it. You've got something called NSRL, or no significant risk levels. NSRLs is no significant risk levels. Then you have another thing known as maximum allowable dose levels, MADLS, mm-hmm. for chemicals that cause reproductive toxicity. So the group here we're talking about that is forwarding their agenda to sue manufacturers of food products that have small amounts of these polychlorinated biphenols want to make sure that there is a warning label clearly on the product. They have established that the no significant risk level is measured in what we call nanograms, and the measurement is 90 nanograms of consumption per day. Okay, 90 nanograms of consumption per day.
Okay.
But they have not yet established maximum allowable dose levels. So this is where we're now shaping this conversation. So what we want to look at, that's the number, 90 nanograms of consumption per day. They're saying that that's the no significant risk level, that if you consume less than 90 nanograms of these PCBs in your food per day, that you're okay. Now listen, doctor, but they still want a warning label on anything that could have any PCB at all. Now, before I tell you the levels in common foods and blow your mind, I want you to know that they have found PCBs in polar bear fuzz and breast milk around the world. Could you imagine a polar bear having to have a warning label? Could you imagine every time you breastfed your child, you need to have a warning label right there?
Yeah, I get your point.
Okay, I want to poke some fun at this too, because when you see these numbers, they say 90 nanograms per day, and they went after fish oil companies. That I have to say this: every fish oil company, even though Nordic Naturals wasn't implicated, every fish oil company they went after, even though they're lower quality products, in my opinion, are still all completely safe.
Okay, well, that's good for you. I mean, to be able to say that. I mean, you haven't.
They're all totally safe. This is a gratuitous lawsuit. So listen, let's get the numbers. Okay, so if the maximum allowable limit is 90 nanograms of consumption today, what if you just ate a piece of salmon, a whole fresh caught piece of salmon that I'll always order as a meal when I'm out at a restaurant? What do you think the PCB exposure from one serving of a salmon steak is?
Is it less than 90 nanograms?
4,474.
Nanograms?
Correct.
So it's a lot more than 90.
Can you believe this? So they're going after fish oil companies that are showing 90 nanograms of fish oil in a handful of pills, and you eat one salmon steak,
and you got 4,000.
4,474.
Yeah, I was going to give the fish the benefit of the doubt.
Now, you ready for this? How about pancakes?
Pancakes? Don't eat them, but go ahead.
2,041.
A PCBs?
PCBs in a pancake.
Even buckwheat pancakes?
Even buckwheat pancakes. How about corn grits?
I don't know.
1,814.
That's a big...
What about lamb chop?
Lamb chop? Lamb chop, there's got to be a couple of thousand.
1,531.
I was close.
That's pretty good. I got an idea. How about organic popcorn?
Organic popcorn, I'd say 1,200.
482. Still a lot.
I thought I was gonna throw the organic popcorn under the bus.
I know. But look at this. Every single thing we eat, if you ate organic eggs and organic lamb, let's go for the good ones that we know we should eat. And you ate organic salmon. How about vegetables?
You'll find PCBs, absolutely. Because I know the how much?
3,402.
Generally in vegetables?
Yeah, what if you had your daily amount of fruits and vegetables and you were just looking at lead? Forget PCBs here for a minute. You ate your organic, freshly picked fruits and vegetables from California. You'd exceed the lead limit by five times.
Oh, my.
So you know what their solution is, and they're not saying this. You're a communication expert, so you know it's what they're not saying, which is what they're saying, right?
Well, that's right.
They're saying... Don't eat any of these things.
Well, sooner or later you get it. You can't get there. You have to eat now. But see, all this to me begs the question, and that is this. But this, it's a larger issue. It's a larger environmental issue. They have found PCBs in the materials to make sofas, and they have also found it in breast milk. It's everywhere. It's all over the planet. And those PCBs are human-made compounds, right?
They are. They were banned in 1970. They were originally made because of their incredible ability to insulate. They were used in the nuclear weapons complexes. They were used in transformers. They were used as with moving parts, like a lubricant instead of mineral oil.
Sure.
They could get real hot. They could insulate heat in a way that was an incredible discovery. But they've been banned since 1970. We are not making more PCBs. They are just all over the earth.
Right, and they can't cycle out. They have a long life.
Half-life forever.
A half-life, yeah, and they're ubiquitous. I mean, they're all over the earth. That's why I keep telling people that, you know, we live in a toxic world. Now, taken to its extreme, one could become ideological about that and say, okay, now we're really gonna drop the hammer, on the supplement companies that make fish oil. And they did. They dropped the hammer on them, sued them, and tested their products. I understand it cost them $1,000 per product to run the lab test on these products. As it turns out, you're reporting that the PCB levels in pancakes, lamb chops, grits, or if you go into a restaurant and order a nice fresh caught, not farm grown, but
salmon,
that you got more PCBs in there than you have cents, 4,000. So if they're going to sue the supplement companies, then they need to be suing everybody else.
It goes back to our statistic, misdirected 0.001% versus 30% higher risk of heart disease.
There you go. And we'll continue this narrative. And then it becomes a matter of, if you want to get into the, I would rather take a fish oil supplement. And I want to take a quality one. The 10 companies that were sued, I know who they are. I'm not going to mention their name. That's impolite. I'm not going to do that. But, the fish oils are not all equal. Now they may be.
Get into that.
Stuart, I'll let you break that down. Not all fish oils are equal, and there's a reason for that. And it is a matter of processing and how you clean them up, so to speak. Remember, your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those who care about and love you. Just don't eat anything that's glowing in the dark. I'll be right back. Don't go away.
Do you ever walk into a room and forget where you put your car keys or your glasses? Do you ever forget the words at the end of your sentences? If you would like your memory to be better than it is, a new product called Prevagen, that's P-R-E-V-A-G-E-N, might be right for you. Developed at a major U.S. university, Prevagen has been laboratory proven to protect the brain. And when your brain is healthy, your mind is sharp and your thinking is clear. Prevagen is all natural and doesn't require a prescription. So if someone close to you is experiencing challenges with memory, feel the difference thousands of people just like you have felt with Prevagen. One Prevagen user said, "I can easily remember dates and details without looking at my notes. For the first time in many years, I feel as sharp as a tack." Call 888-814-0814. That's 888-814-0814. Or visit your local health food store to find out more.